I cannot give you topical matters or planes or consciousness. I am a man of the world. Well, let me first tell you that I'm very happy to be with you here today in such a nice natural place surroundings. These environments are really very good to have good time, sit and talk. And we must thank the Society of Avatar Meher Baba and Dr. Harry Kenmore to have given us this opportunity to come here, visit so many places. I think this is our 10th stop in the United States. They have made all arrangements for us everywhere, wherever we went. Otherwise, it would not have been possible for us to visit even some small places that we visited.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes?
How do you think Bob is being manifested at this present period?
Well, you could see, can't you see Baba's manifestation?
Yeah, I can, but I mean...
You can see how these young people could come, how from far off places they take so much interest in Baba. Who is Baba, after all?
God.
What do you take him to be?
God.
And do you mean to say we have to find presence of God anywhere? He's everywhere. He is in Santa Barbara, he is in Los Angeles, or in India, or Kathmandu, or Tibet, wherever you call it. He's everywhere. He is with us. But we are fortunate in having the conviction, or you may call it faith or belief, that Baba, as God, came down on this earth as avatar of this age, gave us his message of love and truth. He lived himself a life worthy of emulating. He gave us so much of his love. He served the poor. He suffered so much. He suffered so much that no human being could ever suffer. I have seen him suffering in many, many cases, in his illnesses, in his two accidents, and his last suffering for months and months and months together. His seclusions, his fasts, all this in spite of he being God, he was so compassionate for his creation that he comes down to earth, suffers for us. He suffered so that we may live. So, Baba's manifestation is this that we see in the young people today, an upsurge to find truth, to search for God. Why I am happy? Because I was also once a student like most of you when I met Baba. In his compassion, in his love, he made me fortunate to come to him earlier and molded my whole life, which has been, of course, as life would have it, it has its pleasures and pains. But
when I asked about the manifestation, I noticed since Baba has left his physical form that he was in, there's things have been happening individually.
Yes, individually, collectively, in many places at a time also, things are happening. Things are happening very fast.
I wonder how much faster it's going to go. I wonder how much faster it's going to...
How can I say that? How much faster? Well, what we who feel his presence everywhere, we see that people are coming out, which ordinarily would not have happened.
Well, Baba suffered a lot by, with his work, as you said. And I just wonder...
Why should he suffer?
His physical body.
But why should he suffer?
That's what I was going to ask you. Not only Baba,
Why should God suffer? God... But for this purpose, he came down. God, from his infinite bliss, he came down to the earth, took the human form, lived with us, and suffered with us, suffered for us, showed us the suffering is nothing. After the suffering, of course, there must be some progress. He suffered for us. When He suffers, He alone suffered. That means He suffered for the whole universe, for everyone.
But being Baba God. Is being manifested through us now, more so than seemingly in a more active way, because a lot of creative things are going on that wasn't going on before.
That's true. It's absolutely true. We also feel the same way.
Are we going to have to suffer it like Baba did?
Not necessarily, but I would say that even if we have to suffer, what is wrong? What is wrong? If we suffer, if Baba wants us to suffer, we will suffer. We will suffer cheerfully. Then there, otherwise what's the use of our believing in Baba even, or even taking Him as God? If God wishes you to suffer, you will not suffer.
Didn't Christ say that He died for us?
He died for us, yes, and people. How many years it took for the Christians to recognize Christ? When Christ was crucified, how many people were with Him? Few, a handful. It took 100 years for the Bible to be published after Christ. So time will play its role. On the contrary, we feel that Baba's avatarhood is taking a faster shape.
When Sri Krishna was here, there was a time when Dad was saying all the world was, like they talked about.
Well, these are allegories which are difficult for us to understand.
Trees that, but when will that time return? Will that ever return to the earth?
Why should we expect that time? You are not living in Krishna's time. We are living in this modern age. Our consciousness, our times are different than what the times were in during Krishna's time. During Mahamad's time, it was different atmosphere. He played that role. In Zarathustra's time, that was even different. So when God comes down as avatar, He plays the role befitting the environment in which He comes, suitable for the, consciousness of the people.
But during that age, supposedly people were more pure.
How can you say? How can you say? How can you say that they were more pure and we are not pure? It's difficult to, compare that way.
Well,
after all, it's the same Krishna that is Mer Baba, same Jesus that is Mer Baba, same Muhammad that is Mer Baba. He's not different. God is not different. Avatar is not different. Avatar is the same avatar who comes down to us.